Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey. And this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I'm joined by Paul Edward Stevenson from over in the UK, kind of a surprise Tuesday appearance. And we have Robbie over 9,000 in Florida here with us. Yeah, you know, Paul, it's a funny thing, but I mean, you know, Robbie and I got to know each other from RBN here. He's been a caller and contributor to other shows in the past, and you know, from talking to him on my show from calls initially, but you know, we wind up living pretty close to each other. He's like 30 miles north of Tampa, so from me maybe it's a little further, like 40 some, but we've never actually met in person, but we're actually very close to each other here in Florida. But Paul, of course, Robbie, if you're not familiar, I mean, he's been doing radio about as long as I have. Of course, I started out just on Truthcat Radio. Paul was on Revolution Radio right from the start. You know, much bigger listenership there. That was around 2016, but we got to know each other around 2018. At that point, I was on Renegade Broadcasting. I had him on as a guest for an interview, and yeah, we hit it off.
Oh, I've heard him before. I've heard him on other shows, and I agree with him on a lot of things. He seems like a pretty good guy, you know?
Yeah.
At least he's got people over there. At least you're trying to fight back.
I hear all this stuff about Elon Musk, the EU. I got all these articles here. EU is considering attacking Elon Musk's whole empire. We're supposed to believe that Elon's just only for the people. I don't know. I'm suspicious. He's a double agent, of course. But EU bureaucrats consider targeting Elon Musk's entire empire over X's free speech. I could get into it later and maybe read some of the content of that one. And then there was this other one since then. This is war. Musk responds to bombshell kill Twitter plot involving UK advisors to Kamala Harris are even involved with these EU people to attack him because they don't like everything that's being said on X Twitter. And then Elon Musk, the newest article here, Elon Musk says he's upgrading security after being named enemy number two by the media. So, you know, they're really staging this where he's just this, underdog hero. Yeah, underdog and hero. But, you know, I see, gentlemen, we have a caller, and, you know, it's rare to have you gentlemen on live here with me. Miles in Maine is here to speak with you. How are you, Miles? Good evening.
Yes, thank you, sir. Miles here. How are you guys doing? Wow, I mean, I was just taken aback. We got PES on here. I don't know what... He didn't find any dates tonight, or what happened? Is he coming to give us an appearance? We've been waiting on him. How you doing, Paul?
Yeah, Miles is a big fan of yours, Paul. And you know, Miles has been an old friend of John's, you know, even going way back when they were both in Michigan. I'm embarrassing Miles now on the air and that. But no, he's been a big fan of you, Paul, of your show. Miles here.
Hey, Miles, good to hear from you, mate.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I love your perspective coming from where you're at, because we don't get a first-hand view at that. But I will say, I think Conor McGregor would make a great prime minister or president.
Conor has, you know, he has his detractors as well. But, you know, Conor's pretty, what's the word? He gets very excited, but
you got to put him in the category of fight, fight, fight. And back to Musk, you know, it's the same as Trump. I mean, if I get half of what Trump can do, I got to like it because I don't like the opposition. And if I get half of what Musk can do half the time, whichever side he's being on that day, I mean, that's a bonus is the way I see it. On to some other commentaries, you know, I hear this stuff all the time about this Sharia law, and I wonder who puts that in people's head. You got any idea, Richard, or anybody? I wonder where they get this, because I don't see the Sharia law going on anywhere in the U.S., but I did see, and maybe you guys did, in 1994, well, believe it or not, they passed the Noahide laws, but I never hear anything about that. I never hear anything, but I hear this imaginary Sharia law, even though they're saying that in Chinatown they've got Chinese police and, you know, all these other things going on, but it's always the Sharia, but I don't see these people doing anything going on. And do they have cities where they probably choose to migrate to in a larger capacity than going to other places? I'm sure they do, but so does the Italians. You know, Germans, Jews, everybody, because at the end of the day, people want to hang out with each other. You know, they want to be around people that are like them, you know. Now, there's people that have synthesized in, you know. There's aspiring blacks or whites or, you know, Italians or anybody else, you know, that want to live in a certain area that, say, you know, a little trendier, what you say, but I don't really look at it in these other ways. You know what I mean? I don't see anything wrong with people migrating toward their own people. That's fine with me. Just be good people. That's all I care about. And, you know,
well, the Sharia law and, like, well, there's a lot of demonization of Islam as far as the kosher media presenting to Christians, because they like that divide and conquer, Miles. Of course, it keeps everyone distracted from seeing who's really pulling the strings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even people of Arabic descent that are Christians, they're calling them Muslims. I mean, it's ridiculous. But then, you know, look at who's leading the media troops around.
What I was really trying to say earlier is, I mean, genetically, the Islamic culture and religion, it kind of does work for a lot of the people of those countries and their genetic profile, their you know, their brain chemistry, all that, you know, brain wiring, and likewise, Christianity does complement Caucasians more. So, I mean, it's fine for us to not agree with things about Islam. It's not made for white people. Okay, you know, people have to realize that there are genetic components, I think, even in these religions, to be frank. And it's not an evil, evil thing, but it's something just to acknowledge. You know, I mean, it's fine to live and let live regarding Islam, because it's made for these people, these black and brown people of these cultures, okay? That's the way I see it. And I don't know. And in that sense, you could see how Jews kind of get us to fear Islam, just like in the nation state sense, to fear Iran or of course, Russia or China. But, I mean, And I mean, you know, there's a lot of things about the whole everyone in on the global agenda at the top. And I mean, we have documents of them war gaming, you know, financial crises to bring in these digital currencies and that I mean, even some of the economic higher ups in the upper Russian banks have been doing this in recent years, Paul. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Russia could be in on a plan for like some sort of digital economic, you know, elite takeover that's looming. I can't rule out that he's innocent to like some of that, and that's some of the biggest. And of course, the green agenda. So far, we see BRICS not really complying with the green agenda, and that's a big part of the enslavement to me. But Robbie, do you want to add anything?
I just think people. I was kind of just making a statement, you know, when I said Sharia law is it coming here. This I saw a woman, and I had seen people at flea markets. I've seen people who are fully got their face covered and all. You want to do that to your old lady, go ahead and do it. To me, that's like cruelty to somebody. Anyway, religion to me is all dangerous. I don't care. That's from my viewpoint. It can all be dangerous, you know. There's certain parts of Islam that wants to kill other parts of Islam and us too. I mean, it can be very violent. And
Paul, especially where you are, and I mean, you know, the UK, it's a small place. I mean, England, it's an island. For that matter. And I mean, you know, when you have them trying to impose Sharia law in these no-go zones, and then they get bigger and they eventually want to impose it on white people too, and then all take over England. I mean, that's a different story, obviously.
Well, that's the problem. You know, you will have both in the Middle East and here, especially here, because in the Middle East, of course, You had Saddam Hussein. You had Gaddafi. You currently have the Syrian leader, Assad, who nipped that stuff in the bud. You know, they don't allow that extreme stuff to grow and spread and take control because it's so toxic. It's not conducive to running a society. So, you know, they control that. And what do? Well, we've killed all those guys and we've been trying to kill Assad. And we're the ones who've been funding and arming these extreme groups in the case of Syria that we call moderate rebels. And if it wasn't for Putin coming in there, they would have removed him. They did remove Gaddafi. And so if you bring all these people here and then you don't control them and you're actually cultivating it, and who's responsible for bringing them here? Well, it's Jews. Yeah. And it's the Zionists who keep displacing people. I only saw Ben Gavir earlier talking about how he wants to completely take over Gaza and to get rid of the people there and they can go to other countries. Well, which countries are you talking about? Well, as usual, our countries. So, you know, and yet at the same time, and again for Zionist interest, you have this kind of amplification of everything negative about Muslims. So you have this kind of wedge put between Christians and Muslims, so which is kind of encapsulated in, you know, people like the Tommy Robinson movement, where they have this extreme paranoia of Muslims, and they sort of tar everyone with the same brush. And every Muslim's evil, and yet they're supporting Jews. And the Jews are the ones that are bringing them here. You'd think that might be relevant, but they don't seem to acknowledge this, or they don't seem to understand how to process it. So this is all part, you know, so much of it is part of the Zionist operation. And then you'll see people like Netanyahu talking to a Western audience, talking about how it's a battle of barbarism against civilization, and we're all in this together, white Europeans, against these evil Muslims. And yet they're the ones who are flooding the place with us and cultivating this sort of extremist elements of Islam so that they can create this fear and garner this support for Israel. And it actually works in this country. It doesn't matter how many women and children and innocent people they slaughter in Gaza. They still say, Israel's right to defend itself October 7th. How many people died on October 7th? 1,200 apparently, and half of them, if not more, were killed by the Israelis themselves. You know, that's irrelevant now. There's been probably 200,000 people have been killed by them. Probably 100,000 under the rubble. And now they're doing the same thing in Lebanon. And by the way, 14% of the people of Gaza claim to be Christians. And there's even more in Lebanon who claim to be Christians. How many Christians are there in Israel?
Yeah.
Now, so you have Christians supporting the killing of Christians for Jews. I mean, you couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
Richard. See, Miles, you know, you really got Paul upset because it's what? It's
I hope he's not going to be. I hope he's not going to be gone another. I hope he's not going to be gone one, another couple weeks. Man.
Yeah, no, it's a quarter past 1 a.m. in London there. If he's not in an even later time zone, but yeah, you certainly got him fired up at such an hour.
Well, give him a shot of Jameson's or something to wake him up over there, Paul. But that's interesting in and of itself, Paul. You know, and he made some very good points there. But you know, when somebody who comes and starts some BS. You know what I mean? And says, well, we're all in on it. No, I'm not in on it. You're in on it. You stuck your foot in the crap, and you clean it off yourself and don't bother me. You know? And that's how that should be the United States doctrine. You know what I mean? No, you don't start something with everybody in the world and then, oh, you're in on it with us. No, we're not in on it with you. But it's kind of a perplexing issue because we're going to, you know, Israel's going to keep Israel, yet they're going to market Gaza, and then their new homeland's going to be Ukraine. I mean, this is like how bizarre. And then the United States is going to fund it all. I mean, this is absurd.
I hear they're already going into West Bank more and with more settlements and more taking of land displacement of the people there as well. So, I mean, you know, they'd like to wipe out all of West Bank, not just Gaza, all Palestinians of Palestine.
Well, you know, we pay all this money to these different organizations like the UN. Why aren't they in there doing something? Why aren't they? I mean, I know they're trying to do some things and they're getting their people killed, but they should make huge, gigantic statements about all this. Now, I wanted to touch on the Putin thing. You know, I know Putin's in on everything and Trump's in on everything, and I know that's how the world rock and rolls. But, you know, Putin could have let Syria just die off the branch, and he didn't. Putin, if he was really vicious, he could have cut off all their air, their gas, natural gas, their propane, their fuel. Okay, but who was the one that took care of the, that oil line pipeline, the Novosibirsk, or what is it? The one that that Biden said, yeah, we got it, or whatever.
Oh, would that be the LNG? Or I know that they're starting to accept, Russian gas again.
The one that they destroyed twice, and Russia put it back in.
Oh, the Nord Stream pipeline.
Nord Stream, okay,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, if Putin is all this real terrible guy against these people, no, I think Putin just wants back the land that belongs to them, if for anything other than strategic reasons, because it's a buffer. But let me ask you this. If you're Putin and you hear Zelensky and you see the history of Israel, do you want them on your border?
No, exactly.
You want them right across from you?
Exactly.
Yeah, so this stuff Putin's in on it, I can't buy it. I love Robbie. He's a good caller, really nice guitar player from everything I've heard him do on a couple shows he's called. And he really can throw it down. But I can't see that, because why in the hell, with the history of Israel and everybody who touches a border with them, would you want to be Putin and have them on your border? And by the way, you know, I'm so sick of, here's another one I'm tired of. Putin is not a Jew. Putin isn't, and you wrote, Robbie, you had great history on this. It was interesting to hear. Putin's Armenian. He's Armenian Orthodox. Okay, Christian Orthodox. And guess who else is in the Middle East there that they couldn't stand? Guess who was another guy, an interesting leader?
Who?
Ahmadinejad. He is Armenian.
Okay.
So we're getting fed a bunch of stories, you know, by this press and this media, this international media and this conglomerized media, whatever it is. But I don't see those as being the fact. But, you know, and whatever it is, I'm not going to tell you I know absolutely for sure. I don't think anybody does, because the way these guys play chess or checkers or whatever they're playing is it's something that, you know, it's something to behold and try and comprehend, because it's just back and forth and any which way they want it to go day by day. But at the end of the day, you know, I think BRICS is making a serious effort, because they're like, everybody's tired of this U.S. dollar and being manipulated, being worth nothing. And I think people are just tired of it. And at the end of the day, you know, people see, you know, and they see the inflation, they see the cost of food, and they see all the things that assist with it. You know, all these food processing plants that just evaporate and things like that. And, you know, it's just that type of thing that it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the piece I was talking about. EU energy ministers debate Russian gas flows as Ukraine transit deal nears end. So they're debating alternatives to the Russian gas imports as the Ukraine transit deal expires in December 2024. Concerns are rising regarding rising Russian LNG imports and the effectiveness of EU sanctions on re-exports. And I had another one commenting on that.
Let me ask you this, Richard and Paul and above 9K. So say Zelensky gets his wish, right? And then Ukraine's the new Israel, or the big Israel, or whatever he's calling it, right? And they have the same problem they have right where they're at, and they have no petroleum, hardly. And they, what are they going to do? Tell Russia, well, you know what? You know, Putin's not crazy. You think he wants them on his border and saying, well, you know, now you got to attack Russia. You got to give, you know, now that this is the new Israel and we have no petroleum, we need Russia's because they're the number one producer in what, the world? So I see many reasons, you know, why Putin would not want them to be around his borders, you know. I mean, if you think he's worried about NATO, think about putting Israel right across the border from him. And that's kind of scary if you're a leader of the Russian nation, you know, and you've seen their history, because one thing's for sure, you're never going to have any peace.
No.
Yes, well, I don't know. Would either of you gentlemen like to comment, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know what's, you know, what we do know is that, you know, Russia is very much in control of that situation. But yet you still have this continued belligerence from the likes of Zelensky and his fantasies about, you know, his victory plan and everything else, which is just no resemblance of reality at all. I think it just depends what happens over the next sort of 6 months, when it's, you know, abundantly clear that Russia has in fact, you know, won that war and controls that whole Donbass region, as to how, if they're going to have to go further, if they're going to have to go further west. I mean, you can't, Russia, you know, the main reason they got involved with this was because of the threat of NATO right on their border. And, you know, they're not even talking about, if there's negotiations now, they're not even talking about Crimea or that land. That's just a given now, that's Russian, that's Russian territory. There's going to be no concessions there. Right. The only thing they're going to discuss is basically neutrality for Russia or for Ukraine and the governance of that country, which is probably going to have to be, you know, controlled by Russia, because they can't have a situation in there where you've got, you know, Western-backed hostile Russian, you know, hostility to Russian puppets in there. So if they're going to continue to be belligerent, then Russia might have to go further west and actually occupy it, which they don't want to do. But at some point, you know, the whole thing is going to have to collapse. You know, the only reason it hasn't collapsed so far is because, you know, Zelensky's, you know, he's becoming a very wealthy man. And the only reason that no one has actually, you know, shot the man for the good of that country is, or removed them, is because there's so much corruption. And out of all those billions that we keep sending them, Zelensky's able to pay off those people who might otherwise have removed them, physically or otherwise. You know, they're completely destroying the country. And, you know, Zelensky and his buddies are getting rich off the corpses of young men and old men in Ukraine, and the complete destruction and annihilation of the state as a viable functioning state, which is basically paid for by the United States and Europe at this stage. And so is Israel. You know, Israel's a small country. The northern part of Israel has been obliterated by Hezbollah. Those people, there's been 100,000 people have had to move south. And they're never going back there. You know, it's more likely that Hezbollah are going to invade and occupy that territory than Israelis going back there. Their economy's collapsing. Every time I go through a European airport, I see an abnormal amount of, you know, Jews with their black suits, white shirts, and their strange little hats and hair and everything else. They're everywhere. You know, they don't want any of that smoke. You know, they don't want to fight in the military. So they're all leaving. What a blessing that is for the rest of us. So, you know, Israel itself is on life support economically. It's a small state, and, you know, it's getting hit. Hezbollah and the axis of resistance over there have been massively escalated. They hit Netanyahu's house, and they recently killed a major IDF commander. You know?
Some are suggesting that could have been a false flag to Netanyahu's house to justify them going after Iranian leaders and
well, they don't need any justification. They don't need justification for that.
Uh-huh.
They do what they want. They don't need justification. They killed Nasrallah. They killed Ismail Haniyeh as a guest in Iran. Now they've killed Yahya Sinwar. You know, they don't need any excuse. The fact of the matter is, Hezbollah are letting Netanyahu No, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We know where you live, and we can hit that place. And they've also hit, you know, they killed one of one of the big leading IDF commanders, which is also a message to them. I really don't understand what Israel thinks it's doing. I don't understand what they think. Unless they are trying to deliberately have a situation where they can justify a nuclear attack in Iran. Because quite frankly, I don't see how they think they can win this thing.
Well, Robbie, is there anything you'd like to add? And then I know we have some other callers.
I like to. I talked to you before about the 1973 oil crisis that they found. We found out later on they lied about that. I saw a special on PBS about that years ago. And the Saudis, you know, the Saudis were pissed because we were giving the Israelis F-4 Phantoms to fight the Egyptians. So they cut our oil off. I remember I was a little kid. We were the oil lines and all. And you find out later on, George Bush Sr. and Dick Cheney, when he was younger, they went over there and talked to them. Now, it's awful funny that they protect Israel now. You see what I'm saying? You see how they have fallen where – and look at Jordan. Mm-hmm. What about these other countries? They don't want to take these Palestinians because they're kind of like, you know, here's what I'm getting at. Here's what I tell Miles. My belief is – and it's biblical. There is a one-world government being put into place. This is what they want. And the wars are the – quagmires that you see and the people being killed off are part of the whole meat grinder to depopulate, along with the jab, who these leaders went along with. And I do, and I know you say, well, what's his place in it? Well, he could open his goddamn mouth and tell people, hey, these Americans are killing people with a jab. Then I have some a little respect for him, but I don't. No one talks about the jab, but I see people dying from it. Okay, so either he's retarded, or he's retarded and he don't want to talk about, or he don't want to tell nobody. I mean, you don't know what's killing people.
I agree with you, Robbie. Robbie, I agree with you. There's definitely they're trying to put the global network in place to make it a one world government.
They're all in on it. They're all in on it, Miles.
I'm not going to say they're all in on it. Some of them are in on it, and some of them aren't. I mean, I still believe that there's people out there. You know, the Christian people are not going to go for that. And I still, at the end of the day, I believe Russia.
They're for the genocide. I find some Christians right now. Yeah, kill them all. I talk to them all the time.
Wait a minute. That's the U.S. brainwashed Zionist Christian. That's not the Russian Orthodox.
Of the Christians,
that's
Miles.
Not the hardcore Russian the Orthodox.
If you were a Zionist, you are a Christian. Most Christians are Zionists. I've seen that Israeli flag in churches all my life. You know, since I was a little kid,
You've seen it here in the most brainwashed, propagandized nation in the history of the world ever. That's where you've seen it. You don't see that in Russia. You don't see that in Lebanon. You've seen that here. Those people don't believe any of that stuff.
You don't see it. You don't see it anywhere else. I mean, you know, it's like,
right?
Yeah, you have it here to a degree, but. I'm sorry, but you know, you could don't get me started on American Christians, you know, because I don't want to sound like I'm anti-American, but you know, they're just a law unto themselves. I mean, they just it's a tragedy.
Well, thank you guys. Have a great show. I'll keep listening, and Paul, stop in more often, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Miles. Good to hear from you.
Have a good night, Miles. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis, historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers and Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Manutra. Why is Hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with Robbie over 9,000 in Florida and Paul Edward Stevenson live from the UK. A couple of quick bits of other news I didn't get a chance to mention. We have Representative Thomas Massey, Republican of Kentucky, out there pointing out that CDC officials misled the public about the COVID vaccine efficacy. Or how about killing untold amounts of people through so many ways and injecting this nanotech? He's not quite going that far, but we have that. We're hearing that, and this was reported from relief workers in North Carolina, 10,000 body bags were not enough for the North Carolina hurricane victims. So, you know, these death tolls they're saying of a few hundred is complete BS. I mean, they supplied the authorities with 10,000 body bags, and now the authorities are asking for more. So the authorities are anticipating more than 10,000 body bags needed. That's, you know, definitely a big cover up in how much damage and death has gone on there. EU energy ministers debate Russian gas flows as Ukraine transit deal nears end. I mentioned that earlier. Senior U.S. energy official urges need to tighten screws as Russian LNG flows continue. Through the rest of the world, I mean, you know, it's not like they haven't still been profiting off these fuel lines just rerouted. And again, this 16th BRICS summit
begins in Russia now. 33 countries participating. 24 of them will be represented by their first persons. And the Kremlin is saying this is the largest foreign policy event ever held in Russia. So, you know, it is a big deal, as much as the West tries to downplay and demonize BRICS, when they really just made it inevitable as an option that had to be taken by a lot of these nations. Of course, I do think there are players in all these countries that are colluding with bankers. As I mentioned, you know, these private central bankers wargaming these problem reaction solution CBDC plans, you know, just as much as Western countries involved in all of that. When, well, there's a lot of suing going on out there. Laura Loomer sues Bill Maher for $150 million for saying she banged Trump. So, Bill Maher is saying that the Jewess Laura Loomer banged Trump, and she's suing $150 million. Chinese drone maker DJI sues Pentagon over military designation. They're being considered part of the Chinese military, and they're suing over that. It's not based in fact. Chinese consulate in Miramar bombed. Rebels take control of hub for rare earth minerals. So it's not just over here that the demand for earth minerals is all the rage, potentially weaponizing the weather and displacing so many with a misguided or nefarious disaster responses, at times blocking efforts of civilians, lack thereof. And then, of course, Donald Trump and McDonald's, folks. Okay. Left McTriggered after Trump does a fun publicity stunt. After they pointed out Kamala Harris claiming she worked at a McDonald's was a lie, Trump goes to a McDonald's for a publicity stunt, making fries and working the drive-thru and all this stuff the other day in Pennsylvania. And then the very next day, okay, the CDC unveils E. coli outbreak in Quarter Pounders, a day after the Trump photo op. Okay, in Washington, there's no coincidence. That has to be cooked up there. But, yeah.
Pardon the pun.
We have Bill in Kentucky, and then we have Joe in Florida. Bill, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, yes, good evening. I'll tell you something that is very, if you will use a big word, surrealistic. Vladimir Putin could be potentially akin to Kim Kardashian and the Kardashian sisters, if they all have Armenian ancestry. I just saw that, but that's not what I called about. I saw today.
Hey, Robbie, mute yourself. We're getting some feedback from your background there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, today for the first, this is maybe just a little bit off topic, but first time in my life, I've actually seen what might be a chemtrail. I saw, just looking up the sky, just a regular contrail like you normally see from jets when they fly overhead. I saw a white contrail. It abruptly ended and turned into a straight line of black. I mean, it's almost spooky. It's eerie looking, almost like it was some, looked like one of those things off of Star Trek. I'm not joking. I don't know exactly how to say it, but it went just from a regular white contrail to a black streak that went across the sky. Could you guys explain that? And I know I wasn't imagining that. Do you think that was one of them chemtrails or something totally different? Or
Robbie, did you catch that? You're kind of our chemtrail expert by default.
Well, he said it was a black cloud, you said?
A black streak?
No, it wasn't a cloud. A streak, a black streak.
Across the sky.
That started at the end of a white contrail and went all across this, and lasted about 10 minutes.
I've never really seen anything black like that other than you see like the Blue Angels or something and they're spraying something like, but I've always seen white chemtrails, but never a black one. No telling what it is. Yeah, they're probably spraying anything.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that was like they were spraying oil or or something, or if that was just oil exhaust. I don't know. I don't know much about that stuff, but I just thought it was very, in fact, it was downright eerie looking.
Well, if you see a bunch of people in the emergency room, they got all kinds of respiratory problems. I see that sometimes here. They'll spray like crazy, and then it'll rain, and everybody's emergency room have all kinds of respiratory problems, you know? Your neighbors are coming out.
Oh, okay.
Crazy, yeah.
Sorry about the background
noise there. I forgot. I thought I was muted there, Mike. I mean, sorry about that.
No worries.
But that's really about all I've got to say to you guys. But I just have to say that Vladimir Putin, what's that guy's name? Akhmenajad or whatever his name is. They have Armenian heritage, and they could be kin to Kim Kardashian and their butts. I mean, I think it's just weird. I don't know.
All those people look alike, you know, over there in the Middle East. We compartmentalize them, but my son, he said he got around a bunch of, they speak one type of Assyrian. They speak one language, and they're all kinds of different people, Jordanian people, and they're all really together. They're just Middle Eastern people. They just cut it up into different languages. It's I don't know how they tell each other apart, really. I mean, I've seen some IDF soldiers that look like they might be Muslims. They're dark. How do you fight your enemy when they look just like you? It's like, you know, like kind of like they don't have a uniform. I don't know.
Hey, Paul, do you have anything to say to Bill while we still have him on?
No, I don't really know much about chemtrails, to be honest.
Right.
Maybe I've seen them without even knowing I've seen them. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of planes flying around, you know, because I live near the airport, so it's, you know, it's difficult to know the difference.
So yeah, absolutely. I grew up near an airport. I know what you mean. Well, okay. Well, thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it.
You guys have a good evening, all of you.
Yes, sir.
You too.
Feel free to call back anytime, sir. We have Joe in Florida. Hey, good evening, Joe. Always great to hear your calls. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Richard, Robbie, and Paul. Great to hear you all tonight. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm getting a little bit tired of this bashing Putin, especially, you know, I don't know, Robbie. It sounds like you're in favor of the Black Lives Matter approach. You know, a few years ago, Black Lives Matter said, oh, this statue of Jefferson Davis, you got to tear it down. Robert E. Lee, you got to tear it down. Stonewall Jackson, you got to tear it down. Now, I'm not going to get into the war between the states, but there were good people that died on both sides. And the reason why we don't give into the Jew-backed Black Lives Matter and tear down statues of the defeated members of wars, leaders of wars, is to avoid that. And this is precisely the stupid argument that I've heard saying, oh, Putin has a statue still of Stalin in Moscow.
He does.
That's stupid.
That's stupid.
Do you understand? No, your argument is Black Lives Matter. Were you in favor of tearing down Stonewall Jackson's statue? Were you in favor of tearing down? Let me ask my question. Are you in favor of tearing down Robert E. Lee's statue?
No.
Are you in favor of tearing down?
No.
Yeah, well, then why are you demanding Putin, who, by the way,
he wasn't a murdering communist Bolshevik piece of crap who killed probably 80 million, 100 million people. Okay,
yes.
He
and
didn't do that.
But that's
he
not,
was a hero.
That's not the comparison.
Compared to that
the
guy,
comparison.
Yeah. Well, you know, evil's evil, really evil. I know there's lesser evils and all that. We've been dealing with that. But they're pretty horrible people.
No.
Stalin's a pretty horrible guy. Do a little bit of, you know, go to the library.
You're missing the
Lenin, by the way. Look at all the Christians they murdered. You want to talk about Christianity? They took and slaughtered them first, okay? And that's where
you're missing the point. Here's the point. So when you say, look, first of all, the most anti-communist leader, world leader of the last 30 years is undisputably Vladimir Putin. There's no more strongly anti-communist leader than Vladimir Putin.
But he's
know it because
not
it's a
what
fact.
You think he is. I can
he's
tell you
an
that right
anti-communist
now.
Hero, and he's a devout Christian, which I guess maybe
okay.
That's why you hate him. You hate him
so
because he's
I.
a Christian? Okay. All right, well, it doesn't sound like it, but God bless you.
Well,
but the argument I'm making is when you say you have to... Now, Vladimir Putin has been strongly... The reason Russia has not become communist in the 25 years since he's taken over is because of him. You know, the Communist Party has been trying to run and get back into power for the entire 25 years that since they threw off communism. That's been going on. The one leader against communism in Russia, strongly effective, has been Vladimir Putin. And so to say that he... But here's the point about Russian history.
I'm not a Black Lives Matter. I'm not an Antifa. I just don't... I don't know. This guy was pretty horrible.
Yeah, you've got the same... You've got the same...
You've got the same thinking. Pay homage to it. Okay? Charles Manson, where do you want to start? Where do you want to end at? Which psychopathic murderer do you want to pay homage to?
You've got the same standard that Black Lives Matter has. The reason why you don't tear down statues, let me finish my point. The reason why you don't tear down statues of leaders who have been defeated is because you acknowledge history. You don't try to wipe it away like the Jew wants to try and destroy your history. Vladimir Putin is strongly anti-communist. There's never been a more anti-communist leader of Russia, okay? But the reason why he doesn't tear down the Stalin statue or the Lenin statue is because that's part of the history. And there are people who live in Russia who lost members of their family who fought in that war. Communism is evil, okay? But it's a different thing to be an iconoclast. Now, the reason
why I'd pee on it, you know? I mean...
All right, gentlemen, this is getting
I challenge you to say either... What's one positive thing that Vladimir Putin has ever said about Stalin the butcher or about Lenin the butcher? Okay, he's never said anything. No, you don't know because you don't want to know.
Wait a minute. Ignorance is not an argument.
Ignorance is not an argument, okay? Let me tell you that Vladimir Putin is strongly anti-communist. To make that argument is a pathetic argument because that's what Russia is, okay? He's not proud of those evil butchers. He's been the strongest force against communism. But let me say this also. That's a very intriguing argument. You want to use that pathetically dumb argument about statues of Stalin, okay? When the real matter is this Christian argument, okay? And I know that you're a fan of that Adam Greenberg, right? By the way, you should look into Adam Green. Look at Adam Green, where he started his business.
How about a statue of Hitler? I want a statue of Hitler. I want a statue of Hitler.
In Israel.
Can we have one, please?
In Israel. In Israel is where Adam Greenberg, so the Jew, Adam Green, is what's behind your kind of thinking, right? You're anti-Christian.
No, not really.
You said it a little while ago, how Christianity was created by the Jews, right? That's his ridiculous argument. Yes, see? I knew it.
Jewish. How can it not be? Jesus was a rabbi.
Joe, is that a fact? Joe, is that a fact that Adam Green is a Jew?
Well, listen, he denies being a Jew, but that wouldn't stop most of them. And his company, if you look at his company, he started it in Israel, in the Israeli tech sector. So it's very suspicious. I'm going to leave it an open question.
I appreciate you guys are going to have to disagree to disagree, though. And I mean, you know, Robbie, I don't know. I mean, leaving a statue of Stalin up, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's the history of the country, for better or worse.
And also, you've got to understand that, you know, we're looking at
national history there. Really bad. Really, Sally, did some pretty bad things from what I see. What can't we have Hitler?
Right, we're looking at this through a Western land. If you're in the United States, okay, you're, and maybe rightly so, you know, you are taught that everything about the Soviet Union and that whole period was just evil incarnate. And obviously, I'm in agreement. The Bolshevik movement was led up by Jews. However, there are still Russians today who have sympathies towards the Soviet Union and the old days. And there are people in that country who may not, who have been supporters of communism or want to go back to that. But like you said, a lot of those people have today, their grandfathers fought for the Red Army. They maybe thought they were doing the right thing. And then you've got Putin pumping up this for his own domestic audience, constantly talking about Nazis and all that to sort of garner this mentality of Russia having to defend itself. And it's like the second coming of Hitler again and everything else. But those people have a connection. They have a connection through their grandfathers.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I know I mean, people like from that part of the world.
And some of those Russians who fought in those times, Paul, I mean, they could feel removing a statue of Stalin, like trying to erase history, the same way we felt about Robert E. Lee with Charlottesville or something.
Yeah,
the statue,
by the way,
you know, so, yeah.
And by the way, if the Jews hadn't have completely taken over and shamed Germany, there would be statues of Adolf Hitler in Germany. It's because he was anti-Jewish, unlike the Soviet Union, that they had to demonize the man as the most evil man that ever walked the earth. Because he was a threat to Jewish power.
The most important thing, and the most important thing, gentlemen, I mean, you know, no one should take any of this personally. You know, I mean, Joe, Robbie, Paul, or other callers, Miles, Bill, you know, yeah, I just want to make sure everyone's, you know.
Of course, nothing personal to my fellow Floridian. We obviously disagree on that point. I do think that Paul is right. And the important thing to remember, right, so Putin is not a saint, right? But he is a Christian, right? And if you look at the way the world is folding out, what is happening in the world, right? There is clearly a war in the world. It's a good versus evil war. So if we are angry at Putin, we're on the wrong side, okay? And anybody that is supporting the satanic mass-murdering war criminal, Benjamin Netanyahu, and that includes the United States on both sides, we're on the wrong side. We're on the wrong side, okay? There's a real war against good versus evil happening. I'm not saying that Putin's perfect or a saint. But if you support, if you bash, and by the way, it's the same thing with some of these people. Oh, Robbie was going to some bashing Muslims. You know, the reality of the religions, I won't get too deep, and I'm just closing, the theology isn't. Islam is a heresy of Christianity, meaning that it's a perversion from the origin, from Christianity, okay? Judaism, Talmudic Judaism, is a satanic anti-Christianity, okay? If you kill Christ, you are anti-God, okay? So this is their history, and this is their war up until today. And I agree, by the way, with Robbie. You were talking about they're trying to bring in a one-world government. But the only thing is it's a Jew world order. Their plan is to have the Antichrist installed in Jerusalem so that he could rule the whole world. It's a Jewish a plan to take over the world. Anyway, it's a great show tonight, Richard. I love the liveness. We want Paul back more.
Great. Hey, good feedback. Thank you. I appreciate it, Joe. And yeah, great call. Much appreciated. Enjoy the rest of your night. And folks, I think we should be confident that Donald Trump in no way endorses E. coli-laced quarter pounders. Okay.
Now, Trump, let's be honest about this. Trump went in there deliberately to create the E. coli burger.
Mike in Kentucky. Welcome, Mike. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, the E. coli burger just totally derailed me. I don't know what the reference is, but I saw today packages of some kind of green onions that there was a recall for frickin' salmonella on green onions. Now, how are green onions a vector for salmonella? Salmonella is found in, like, eggs and animal tissue. How in the bleep is salmonella on green onions? It can't live on green onions. And fluorescent lights.
Are they like, I think we call them spring onions over here. They're like the long ones with the white ends on them, yeah?
Yes, exactly.
Right, just a small, onions.
Or
yeah,
in Ireland, we call them scallions, actually.
Well, chives is another name when you chop them up. You can order, Wendy's hot and juicy burger with or a sweet potato, baked potato with chives, which is just chopped up green onions. The stalks on the little, we call them green
nice
onions.
They're very nice in potato salad. If you mix them up with potato and mayonnaise, it's a nice combo.
But yeah, E. coli can't exist on any vegetables or fruits, is your point.
Well, yeah, you remember that there was a years ago spinach scare out of California where they were claiming that spinach had E. coli and it was caused by, quote, wild pigs. And my first thought was that's complete crap because when you watch those migrant workers working in those films, if you've ever seen video of them in those fields are huge. They're fast. It'd take them, it'd take a while to run back to the truck and then jump in the truck and drive, a minute or two to get to a porta potty. It ain't wild pigs pooping in those fields. the problem is out in the sunshine, and this is one of the con jobs of COVID, is they scared everybody off the playgrounds, you know. Oh, no, you know, in Chicago, there was some woman that reported this policeman's wife because she was out on the playground with her children. And it was just absurd, you know, because the sunshine's going to kill anything and oxygen in a matter of no time. The dough rooms in a lot of these pizza places, remember your Pizzagate stuff? Those dough rooms are they do that in a basement because they know the cosmic energy and sunshine helps to kill the yeast. The same thing with wine cellars. You put your wine down under the ground so the cosmic energy doesn't kill the live active fermentation process that's going on. How thick is the propaganda from the meat industry in this country? How powerful are they? The slaughterhouse industry, they're owned by who? Cons Meat, you know, the Jewish-sounding companies, Oscar Mayer, they give us, goy, the cheapest stuff they can give us. Make us sick and make money on both ends. That's what it sounds like to me. And so they come up with this stupid stuff, and we, you know, people believe it. Oh, salmonella in onions. What a joke. I mean, how could it be in there live and active? The fluorescent lights in the dang display where they're hanging on a peg in the produce section of the store would kill it.
Right.
Unless the plastic would have to have ultraviolet ray blocking plastic. I mean, I don't see that happening.
Well, anyway, yeah, they're manipulating us all the time. The CDC, the WHO, they're always manipulating us. It's just one more example.
Well, right? what I originally called about, though, was this bill in Kentucky and he called about something in the sky. There's a Carter County, Tennessee. I've been following their thing since Hurricane Helene went through there. They've got an unofficial page. Oh, darn it. End of the show.
I thought you could maybe get to it quickly, but yeah, no, thanks. Maybe you could bring that up, call again in the week if you can. Thank you, Robbie, and thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Richard. Good to be with you guys. Cheers, Robbie. See you later, guys.
See ya.
And please support RBN, folks. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page to keep all of this lively, uncensored radio so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.